We bring in Nathan Morrison. Coach, thanks for being flexible here with us tonight. You've been with the Dukes for a while now. How many years are we with?
Guys or girls, they're all together.
However you want to answer it.
25 years total.
Holy smokes.
Yep.
Then how come there's no gray in that beard?
There's a little bit in there, girl.
No, that doesn't count. when you're me, that's nothing. So last year, 8-14, and 9 years now with the Wellington girls. Just kind of reflect on last year a little bit and the expectations for this year.
So, I guess we call ourselves young last year, but we can't call ourselves that anymore. We've got 94% of our points coming back this year.
Wow.
We have 5 starters coming back and our first 2 girls off the bench coming back this year. So we're going to be an experienced team and no more excuses.
So what are some of the strengths of this year's team?
Well, experience is going to be one. I would not trade my team for anybody. They are a hardworking group. They're fun to be around. I've coached them forever. Third grade, I've had a lot of these girls that I've coached. And I just enjoy being there with them each day. They enjoy being there. And so I'm looking forward to a fun year.
That's key.
Yep, absolutely, 100%.
So, Coach, we've had Keystone, Columbia, and you have also been mentioned as far as the conference goes, tough team. Your expectations for the year?
Yeah, I mean, I hope to be in that mix. Man, if we can be in the same words, as the same lines as Columbia and Keystone, we're going to be in good shape because I see them as kind of being the ones in our league again this year, and hopefully we can be right in that mix too.
Because it seems like in that league, a lot of teams have returning people.
Yeah.
Not just, it's just like you said, they're not young. They're all veterans.
Yeah, I mean, it's been that this group of kids – we've kind of followed for a long time. I have a daughter that plays. Rock has a daughter that plays, and so since junior high, it's been a mix of 4 or 5 teams in there that have battled each year, and so we'll hopefully be right in that mix and maybe shock the world a little bit, so to speak.
There you go,
Coach Morris. How hard is that? As long as you've been coaching boys and girls, you mentioned 25 years. Coach your daughter. How difficult is it? How fun is it?
I enjoy it. I enjoy coaching all my girls. I have 3 of them, and I've coached all of them, and I would not change that. I get to be around them more than I normally would. I get to see them in a different light than I normally do, and I try really, really hard to be coach when I'm in the gym, and then separate that and be dad when I'm at home. I try really hard at that, but it is difficult.
I was going to ask that question. At dinner time, do we talk basketball?
No. Nope. No.
Do we watch TV or watch film?
My oldest daughter, she's a senior this year. She'll come home and we'll flip on, girls basketball, girls college basketball, and she enjoys watching that. And so, I think, most of my family does that too. So just hang out and watch games.
So when you're at the dinner table, if you say pass the salt, do you tease her that that she can also have an assist on the floor, or no?
No talk at the dinner table.
I got you. Well, good for you.
If it tips over, it's a turnover.
Yeah.
So
that's just like you did in the game today. No,
I told you to throw a bounce pass.
Right. So tell us about some of the young ladies that you're counting on this year.
Well, As a coach, in coach talk, all of our girls are going to be important to us this year. They're all pieces of our chain. But we have 2 that had some accolades last year. Brooke Lemkel, she's a 6-foot junior. She was special mention All-State last year. Second team district, first team Lorain County, or LC8 in Lorain County. And she averaged 14 points and 10 rebounds for us. So it starts with Brooke. Taylor had a great season last year at 9 points a game. She can shoot the ball very well and has put in a lot of work and time. So it's going to start with those 2. But we have 5 girls coming back, 2 off the bench. I've got a freshman that could see some time this year. Now she just broke her wrist, so I'm not sure how long that's going to be, but I'm super excited about this group.
Scrimmages? How have you looked?
Oh, scrimmages. They're scrimmages, right? The first one was a typical first scrimmage. And I feel like we've improved a little bit with each one. We have our final one this Friday against Winford down in Crawford County. They're coming up to our place. It'll be our best test up to this point. But they're scrimmages, and we just try to improve each game and each one. And we try different things. And I don't know how you did it as a coach, but I like to mix. I like to try different things. I'm looking for, you know, maybe something different, even though we have that experience. But they've been okay.
That's the idea. Again, I agree with you, Coach. To me, scrimmages should be a learning technique as far as, you know, and improve what you can do.
Yep, absolutely.
What do you think your biggest strength is?
Our biggest strength is going to be, I think, our post play. You know, I mentioned Brooke, but we have Gabby Miller, who is a 5'11 senior this year. She's bringing back 7 points and 6 rebounds. And so I think those two girls inside are going to be a huge strength for us.
Coach, I'll play the devil's advocate on that since Coach asked your strengths. Where's an area that this team needs to improve if you're going to have the season that you'd like to have?
Well, I haven't been real happy with our defense up to this point in our scrimmages. Last year we were a pretty fairly strong defensive team, but I think that is an area of improvement for us that we need to really continue to work on. And defense a lot is effort and getting that effort in there and heart. Yeah, exactly. And so we'll get there. They'll get there eventually, but that's one area right now that I'm a little concerned with.
Well, Nathan, any final questions for any final comments? But just want to wish you the best of luck all year.
And thanks for covering us and having me on tonight and being flexible with me. And I had to change my time tonight, so appreciate you.
It's our pleasure. No worries. We're here for you. So
great.
Thanks again, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, Coach, that's Coach Morris with the Wellington Lady Dukes.